This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. In Geneva, the summit is underway and has been so for the last couple of hours. General appearances seemed congenial enough at the beginning. It began with smiles from both and a handshake and even a shared laugh from something passed along via their translators as the two presidents, Joe Biden of the U.S. and Vladimir Putin of Russia, found themselves seated a few feet apart beside their respective heads of foreign affairs. The leaders thanked each other during the brief and chaotic press opportunity at the beginning of their meeting, where American and Russian media jostled each other. Sagar Magani describes the scene, however, a little less jostling and more as chaotic.
U.S.-Russia summit has gotten off to a chaotic start. Outside the Geneva Lakeside Mansion, where Presidents Biden and Putin are meeting, there was unusually fierce shoving and shouting among American and Russian journalists and security forces who tried to block access. The chaos continued inside. Amid all the yelling, President Biden nodded. The White House quickly said he was not suggesting he does trust Putin, only that he was acknowledging the presence of reporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Well, the Russian president had said to the U.S. president, "Mr. President, I'd like to thank you for your initiative today to meet. I know that you've been on a long journey. The U.S. and Russian relations have a lot of issues accumulated that require the highest level meeting, and I hope that our meeting will be productive," he added. Mr. Biden responded in kind, "Thank you. As I said outside, I think it's always better to meet face to face." One possible outcome from the summit is the reversal of the recall of each country's ambassadors. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, a group of protesters gathered in Geneva yesterday to demand the release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The protesters carried posters demanding Navalny's release.
Well, for me, it's important to support Russia in their struggle against the regime. And as a Ukrainian, we do feel the support and help us. Russian people who want to change the Putin's regime.
One protester even had a chest tattoo of Navalny's face. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Geneva, a mural popped up showing a smiling Navalny holding his hands in a heart shape with the words, "Hero of Our Time." It modeled a similar mural that had appeared in St. Petersburg, but was quickly covered up by Russian authorities. What you're hearing is the sound of members of the militant group Hamas blowing up incendiary balloons used to strike at Israel. Israeli aircraft have carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip, the first such raid since the shaky ceasefire ended the war with Hamas militants last month. The Israeli airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, blaming the militant group for any act of violence emanating from Gaza. There were no immediate reports of casualties. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem in a show of force that threatened to spark renewed violence. German police say they are investigating a protest by the environmental group Greenpeace at a soccer match in Munich yesterday that apparently went wrong, injuring at least two people. Before the start of a Union of European Football Associations game between France and Germany at a stadium in Munich, a man piloting a motorized parachute flew into the stadium. The parachute, with "Kick Out the Oil" and "Greenpeace" written on the back, went out of control after hitting overhead cables, landing hard on the field and sending debris into the stands. Apparently, Greenpeace has apologized via their own Twitter. Iran's reported desire to purchase a Russian advanced satellite system is not particularly concerning to U.S. In an interview with VOA, General Frank McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, said that Russia's Canopus 5 satellite is not effective at targeting. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.